What are we talking about?
Just looking at me? Say something. We are almost at the end of this story. Because you're at the end of the book 6, which is the final book in our belief. You, I don't know. There are several people, they believe in the book 7. You know that there is book 7. It's wrote by Rumi's son. He said, he will start like this, that, okay, it was at the book 6 and my father died. So the followers, they are asking me to add to it book 7. And there is the book 7. You could read it. I read it when I was a kid. We had to read it. It's, I don't know, to me it was boring. The first idea, why 7 books? Should it be 7 books? Oh, we know that they believe that the 7 is a perfect number. Okay. But we are following some path, right? And yes, there is 7 steps over there. The problem is quite obvious. What is the first action, first period, first changes, first step? What is the first step?
Us.
You deciding to understand this, and you come and sit down to listen, right? So, Rumi, or any teacher, should start with the second step, which is love. Everything is about love. Love is that exception that we are trying to somehow understand. It's not easy to understand. Why? Oh, it's beyond the logic. Who is a lover? A crazy fellow. Do you remember the name Majnun? Majnun means crazy. Because lover is crazy, should be crazy. What do I mean by that? That's the point. You cannot really understand it, but somehow you could have sort of meaning for it. How? Look at all this book. Look at all the steps that you should go on. Okay, First, we are talking about love. Then, we are talking about another kind of knowledge, right? Then we talk about how to get all these different kind of knowledges. Then we pass over, we pass the logic, we go somewhere that we don't understand. We are bewildered. Is two period. First period is to understand the unification, to understand that we are all in it together. That is the point. Then, to understand not understanding. Then, we are here and there, which is not being, not having. You see, step by step, and we followed it in this book. You saw it, that it's precisely like that. First book talks about two part. First part, what the problem is. Second part, what the solution is. The problem is, you don't get it. Because you depend on your brain, right? And your brain is not the best. Just like that. In the second half, the first step was find someone that you could believe in, because the second step was to come out of the house, to bring that pot of knowledge that you have. Then you will see what the river is, and you will understand when we talk about the ocean. Knowledge. Right? So, there should be six books, and he knows it, and he finishes it. This is the last. What are we talking about here? The final explanation of love. The first explanation is come out of yourself. Do you remember that? And do you remember how difficult it is to come out of yourself? Because your natural pleasure is what? Having and being, right? That's what it is. All the living creatures, they want to have something to remain alive. And to remain alive. And you're naturally born like that. Because you are born the animal. But you have a difference. You are different from animals. What is it? You hear the sound
Mm.
And when you're born, the first thing is listening. And and something happens that you don't care about, nobody talks about even. The surrounding people, they tried hard to teach you the language to talk, to understand means to be connected. Do you get it? By connected physically? No. It's beyond the physical connection. Because it's beyond the logic. Because you have to go beyond your logic. In your logic, you want to have and to be. Forget about those. Because those are the animalistic wishes you have.